What is it about them that they just don't finish games?
Well, I think part of it, Tony, and certainly you always hear winning's contagious, and losing is too. And you look at a lot of those guys on that team. You look at probably, other than Simeon Bowers, the two most important players on that team are KT Harrell and Antoine Mason. And what have they spent their entire career doing? Luke. Taking a lot of shots and scoring a lot of points for really bad
That's
teams.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know who scared me today, Phil, is that little Shams Sadin guy. He played really well today.
Yeah, he's not going to shoot it that way very often. Well, that was what scared me, was they were getting big production from a spot they normally don't get it from.
Yeah, and he was balling. He was feeling it today.
I thought Auburn should have dribbled drove on Tennessee more than they didn't do it. I mean, I don't know if that's Coach Pearl's philosophy or what. Ever seemed like every time Auburn dribbled drive, we had a hard time defending it.
Great point, Philly.
We don't have a shot blocker.
Nope.
That's true. We're starting to see some glimpses of Tariq Owens the last two games.
Yep.
You know, it's not much, but he's starting to help him a little bit.
Philly, I have no doubt that he is going to be a really, really, really nice player here. In fact, I think Willie Carmichael is going to be a really nice player here. You watch these guys develop, these kids, and particularly Owens looks like a great athlete. I mean, you can just tell he runs the floor well. And as somebody pointed out a couple hours ago, Phil, he walked right up to that foul line, and I mean buried those two foul shots, and they were big shots, and they were money, pressure shots.
Oh, I wasn't happy when they fouled him. I thought that was just going to be a turnover. Everybody was all fired up.
Me too.
He got fouled on Auburn. I thought that's a turnover.
Mm-hmm.
I thought those two technical fouls helped Tennessee a lot tonight. I mean, it might have been the difference in the game.
Tremendously. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I mean, it's nice to get a break. You know what?
Absolutely.
But Pearl signed them top players. I mean, it'll be backfired on you in a ball game. Of course, it'll get you off the court too, but. You know, that guy was, convicted of shoplifting, and Pearl brought him in there?
Then he had a run-in with the cops in Maryland. I mean, I'm from the Bob Huggins, Jerry Tarkanian school. I got no problem giving guys second shots, but you gotta realize when you bring in a kid like that, it's gonna be high maintenance for the most, almost
all. If Pearl still had his magic, he would have won today.
I agree with that.
I still think he's a good coach, but when you got Stephen Pearl on your staff, then, you know, your staff's not very good.
Wasn't he the strength guy, though, with all fairness, too?
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he was doing a lot of coaching to me, because I didn't see too much coaching going on with those other guys. I mean, Tony Jones and Trek Person, I didn't see much coaching going on there. And I like Tony Jones.
No, they didn't look like they were. Although Tony looked like he was in Bruce's ear a little bit, Philly. But, yeah, it looks like Bruce kind of runs the show, sort of the alpha dog. I'll tell you what, Bruce had a really great staff when he was here. There's just no doubt about that.
Yeah, it was a good day. I mean, you know, we all, you know, this is the way it is. But I think if we can keep this coach, I think we're going to go to the promised land. I don't, you know.
Yep.
I think the guy's the X and O's. He's in the top three or four in the SEC right now.
This guy will get us, yep.
More talent, you know.
I mean, this guy will get us to the Final Four, Philly. I believe that.
Is that what he made a prediction? He said it. The quarterback club, he said that?
And he told me that, too.
Really?
Yep.
You got anything to make me feel good about escaping him, Tony?
No, I don't.
You know?
I wish I did. Huh. I don't know anything, Phil, about it. Nobody knows. You know? I'm trying to predict what the NCAA is going to do. I mean, hell, why don't I tell you what the weather's going to be next Saturday?
But Jigger's right. We got to beat Mississippi State, and it'll be nice to split one of those two road games. And, we got LSU coming in here. That's a winnable game with Johnny Jones on the sideline.
It's a very winnable game. Absolutely. How about Mississippi State getting them today? Can you believe that?
That's what ruins the credibility of the SEC in basketball, is games like that.
No doubt about it. So well put. I mean, Keith, we talked earlier. Keith has them penciled in for one of the top two slots in the league, and then they go and lose a game like that.
Well, look at it this way. That's a team. West Virginia is 18-3 now. One of those three is in Morgantown to LSU, and LSU has now lost at Missouri and at Mississippi State.
And that Missouri loss was disgraceful. I watched that game.
Yeah, I would have too.
That was a disgraceful loss.
Keith, what this recruiter you were talking about earlier with a call, I was a JB, are these two JUCOs you're talking about? Where are they from?
I want to say they're from one of the schools in Mississippi, Phil, but it may be Florida.
Okay.
They're teammates, the power forward had signed with one of the Louisiana schools initially, so he'd had three to play four, and I think Malik Trent would too. So I think that's where they're going to have to go, just because the NCAA stuff, I think, keeps you out of the high school market for the most part right now.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to go for some quick fixes and hope some senior transfers are there. And if Jeff Goodman's right, the problem there is that worries me is it's going to drag through to next year. That's my concern.
Yeah, and then we'll miss out on a couple of good players in state then, won't we?
Well, I mean, what you hope there is that you've got enough connections to Blackwell and Adu that they're willing to wait through to the late period next year.
Yeah, the spring of the year after next, right.
Right.
Yeah, so, well, I think Butterbean can get it done. I like Jeek's nickname for him. I mean, I love the guy. I mean, I follow the out coach, Bruce Pearl, today. I mean, he makes great adjustments during the game, and he gets on the referees. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't had technical called on him yet.
Phil, did you hear your nephew call in?
No, I didn't. I dropped him off. He was on hold while you were the but he did. The one thing I want to complain about today's game, I don't know if he brought up a UI or not. I didn't get to hear him. I dropped him off at his home. But we went down there, and he had a better chance of getting an autograph from Bruce Pearl than he did Donnie Tindall. I think that's a disgrace.
You know what? The Big Gulp was listening. Big Gulp said, get his address. I'll get him a basketball. He's got him a basketball coming his way.
Okay, Tony, can you arrange that?
I got it. It's already done.
Cool. All right, that's why they call it the Italian Stallion.
Take care, brother.
See you, Keith.
865-200-5402.
And Tony, you know, you want to talk about an endorsement? As much full Bruce Pearl as Phil was, for him to be so strong behind Donnie Tindall, I think is a really, really good endorsement from somebody who really knows basketball. Of Donnie Tindall.
How does LSU? Oh no question about that. How does? That's a really great point you bring up, because Phil's not one of these guys that shifts allegiances, or you know, it's
no.
LSU lost 73-67. They didn't just lose.
How the hell do you give up 73 points?
What kind of a dog crap effort is that? What are they doing there?
I mean, you get beat 45-40 in some.
They've got players.
You might understand that. You give up 73 points to those guys. Good Lord.
They've got players. And if they come
watch. Frank Martin's going to kill somebody.
They're going to come in here and shoot the lights out and blow us out. You watch. Let's go to the phones. I'm such a tortured sports fan. I was so convinced we were going to lose today early on. Those kids you're talking about are from a JUCO down in New Mexico, according to CC Hoops.
Even better.
As we go back to our phones and grab another call, hello and welcome on your Smartway Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics Tennessee basketball overtime.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Hey, it's Tennessee Walt.
Hey, man. Welcome, Walt. Great to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, I hope you're doing well. Great job. Great show. Hatfield, hope you're doing well, pal.
Doing just fine today.
Well, hey, Tony, I wanted to call in. I was probably one of the few Tennessee fans decked out in orange booing Bruce Pearl when he came out. You know, I listened to some of the sheep call in today throughout the program, and, you know, I was a little bitter about it. I couldn't fathom Tennessee playing a video in honor of Bruce Pearl before a basketball game. What are your thoughts on that? I know you talked about it a little bit earlier.
I stepped in it earlier when I said I was surprised they didn't do that. And I probably would have done something to acknowledge his time here. Did they stop, pause, and acknowledge his time here?
Well, now he got a warm reception. And it's not the fact that I'm not appreciative.
I understand. I understand. People jumped all over me. Here's my take on Pearl. My take on Pearl is that he took a morbid situation here and brought life to it. He embraced the fans. He embraced the challenge. He changed this place.
Sure.
And because of him, a guy like Donnie Tindall is going to have an opportunity to do really great things here. He helped us get several of the tools that Tindall now has, that refurbished locker room, that practice facility, just all that energy, all that winning, keeping Tennessee out front all those years. Now, granted, he didn't seal the deal in the tourney. They lost a 20-point lead to Ohio State. could have won that Michigan State game, never got to a Final Four. I mean, there are things that didn't happen, but he had the best run in school history here. He had the best regular season, I think, in school history. He achieved a number one ranking. Granted, we felt like a transitional champion, who would it have been? Like Ronnie Garvin holding the belt for like a week and a half, something like that.
Tommy Rich
holding the belt for a week and a half and getting beat in the Omni. But your point, Walt, today is we shouldn't have done anything special for him. We should have beaten his brains out, and you were booing him. And you know what I say to people like you? There's room for you. I fully get that he's the enemy now, and he must be defeated. And we don't.
And Tony,
go ahead.
And not to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
I
love the passion. Go ahead.
No, and again, we're all passionate Tennessee, and we're all
sure.
BFL. But you know, Bruce Pearl's time here, and what he was able to accomplish was tremendous for not only the university but for the fan base. But you know, as far as the mistakes or the misgivings that Bruce had at the end of his career, I didn't do that. Now, he didn't only make professional mistakes, and I know we're not on here to talk about personal mistakes either, but his personal life went way downhill at the same time,
mm-hmm.
as everybody knows as well, and he didn't make the best decisions there. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Donnie Tindall is here. What would a video attribute to Bruce Pearl do for this university, or more so for Donnie Tindall? Let's get behind Donnie Tindall. He's the real deal. Let's get on the ship and let's go. Let's ride. Let's get on the bus, Tony.
You're going to get no argument from me with any of what you said. I don't know if Tindall would have been offended if they would have done some kind of quick little montage of some of the Pearl years. And I think the other reason you could have done that is you could have freaked his kids out if you'd have done that. But that's just me. That's just how I think. I'm twisted. I'm surprised they didn't have something. Did they even stop and say, hey, let's welcome back Bruce Pearl? Keith,
no.
Did they? Nothing. No acknowledgement. No. So from UT, no formal acknowledgement that.
No. And I don't know. I don't think that it's
interesting.
It was to be expected.
Well, that's in. I don't know. Yeah, and I don't know what I was expecting because this is all brand new. I don't think there's a roadmap for this. I don't think there's instructions for this sort of thing. It doesn't happen very much.
Well, Tony, I was a little upset about Big Golf, but you're not going to welcome Big Golf into your wrestling family or wrestling family?
I can't. I can't get too close.
No, Tony, yes, you can.
Walt, I can't. I can't. It's my role.
So you're not going to take him down to the WWE? You're not going to take him down there with Roger?
Probably not, no.
Well, that's okay. I understand where you're coming from. Great show, guys. Tony,
thank you,
I
Walt.
You. Hey, Hatfield, great, man. Love you.
Thank you, guys. But, Tony, do you really think that bunch of knuckleheads Auburn has would have been mentally affected by a Bruce Pearl video? Those guys are so in their own world, they probably would have said, who's that guy on the video board? Because Bruce was 40 pounds lighter than they'd be like, who's that guy?
Back to our phones we go.
Bruce has a seriously challenging team to coach, right?
They are. You talk about some lugheads. My son said to me today, he said, Dad, combine basketball IQ on that floor right now. What do you think it is? And I said, Aunt. I said, from a 15-year-old kid, I said, he said, both those teams do some really crazy things at times. Both of those teams have players capable of, the poor Reed kid. Keith, the guy went out of his way to get thrown out of the game.
Yes.
He assaulted, he didn't knock Armani Moore down, he assaulted him.
I want to essentially punched Armani Moore in the face and then look at the official like he had been affronted.
Yeah, like, what are you calling?
Like, that guy just hit my fist with his face.
Right.
Why would he do that?
And my boy's arguing with my wife. He says to her, well, he didn't mean to do it. And she rewound that thing and said, now, you watch this. You tell me he didn't mean to do this. I played basketball. She said, I know what it's... When somebody sticks their elbow out and hits you right in the chops, they mean to do it. Bang. I mean, right Boom.
Well, I think it was very instructive. You didn't see Bruce or anybody else on the Auburn bench raising much of a stink about it. I think they saw the video and went, oh, all right.
Andy Minton today said, how come you never talk about the good Buzz did for Vol basketball? You're right, Andy. He recruited that team that set Pearl up. Let's put it this way. Pearl wishes he had that first team. He was very fortunate, Pearl was. You inherit a team that has Chris Lofton and Juwan Smith on it, along with the character, the bit players
on
that team.
An NBA point, a guy who's played in the NBA.
And he's a bit player. The main straw on that team was that Lofton guy.
Right. Well, there were actually two NBA players on that team. People forget Andre Patterson. Got a couple of 10-day contracts here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Major Wingate wasn't bad.
I love Major Wingate because he looked like Jimi Hendrix at the Isle of Wight.
But now he didn't know, to Bruce's credit, they hadn't done that. Those guys, that group hadn't done jack squat till he got here.
That's the deal, right?
Yeah.
That's the deal. And to your point about why Auburn can't finish games, when you have a bunch of kids that are used to losing, they're going to lose. And that's what they're saying in the Philadelphia media about what Sam Hinkie's doing to the Sixers by bottoming them out. You're going to tell me you're going to take a group of guys and win with them when they're getting used to losing 55 games a year? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But let's go back to the phones. At some point, you've got to learn to win games. I mean, at some point, you have to win. Let's get our next call in. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to about 5 Eastern, which will be about 3 hours. And that'll do it for me, I think. That will mean we've done our part. Let's go to another
phone. Nobody cares about basketball in this morning.
Nobody cares. Let's grab our next caller at 865-200-5402. Hello and welcome.
That's JJ Double Dipping.
No, we can't do that. But I love
you. Come on,
I love you. I love you, JJ. You're my boy. But we can't do that. I got to keep lines available and let people call in that want to call in. And you know that. I mean, come on, man. I love you, JJ, but we can't do that. And to quote Jimi Hendrix at Monterey, I just can't do that. But I hope you don't get mad at me. But if you do, I don't know. There's really not much I can do about it at this point, all these years later. Let's get our next call in here at 865-200-5402. Hello and welcome.
Tony, could you not imagine the Gulf and Roger at the pre-match, at the pre-fight meal down there at the Waffle House on Merchant? What kind of destruction would go down there?
See, when Walter tugged at my heartstrings when he brought up Roger and the possibility of interfacing Roger and Justin Phelps. So I will say to Walt, you tugged at my heartstrings. It was well played, sir.
Tony, if you won't do it, the next time the WWE's in town, if you won't facilitate that, I'm sure some of the rest of us can, Tony.
And you can sit a couple of rows away. We can have, you know, Coach Phelps can accidentally show up at the Waffle House and run into us.
Yes.
Just to see him and Raj sit down and break bread together.
Rajay Bell.
I don't think any of the rest of us would get a thing to eat between the two of us.
Hmm.
So. Kind of bittersweet day. I'm glad we got the win. I think it's, you know, must win. Just sad. I mean, in some ways, he kind of did it to himself. So, I don't know. I'm still fired up about Coach Tindall going forward. He's a hell of a basketball coach.
I'll tell you what. Both those guys did today is they got their teams to play really hard. That was some ugly basketball, but that was a hard-fought basketball game. Those two teams got after each other, and that officiating crew almost lost control of that game because those teams were getting so hard after it and because they officiated it so unevenly.
Well, if the game hadn't been so close, you'd probably end up with an altercation in that one.
Yes, because somebody takes a cheap shot at somebody else, right, at the end? Yeah.
Will there be any repercussions for him going forward?
Oh, I would think they're going to look at that at the league office. And, you know, with all due respect to Carol Lawson, who said, well, he's young, he's this, he's, there's no place for that on a basketball floor. I mean, he got a flagrant two, and he already had a technical, so he was thrown out of the game, and it was the right thing to do, and it was a no questions asked. And where I come from, that's assault. I mean, you hit somebody like that, it looked to me like he could have really hurt Armani Moore. We're fortunate he didn't break his jaw or hit him in the nose and because shattered his nose.
Come on, Tony. You're from Philadelphia. In Campbell County, that's not even a foul.
Well, that's a play on. I didn't actually see it. Was it an elbow, or did he actually punch
it? No, it was an elbow, and it was nasty looking.
He stroked him?
Nasty looking. I don't know if you'd call it an elbow or punch. I got to go back and rewatch it. It's like a forearm is what I would say, but it was a really, really quick and I think deliberate shot to Armani Moore.
It didn't seem to bother Armani that much.
No, it didn't bother him. No.
I shook that off and continued to play at a really high level. So, we got Rick Ray coming up, fellas. Keith, what's our magic number now?
You're at 13 now. To be in the field, I think you got to win 6. I think if you win 5, you're in the discussion.
You're going to have to do some work in a tournament down in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think you'd have to win the game, possibly even 2, depending on who you played in that first round. The problem is, depending on where you're seated, you're probably not going to play much of an opponent in that first round.
They could end up hurting rather than even if we win.
Well, it'd be like it was a couple of years ago when we played. I think it was Mississippi State, wasn't it? The year we ended up getting beaten by Alabama the next day. I mean, the win over Mississippi State ended up not meaning anything.
Our RPI went down that year, didn't it?
I think it did. It certainly didn't help it. It was a situation where everybody thought, oh, if you just get one more win, well, if that one win's over somebody whose RPI is 180, that doesn't help you.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get there. If we don't, we don't. If we do, it's gravy at this point. Really like this coaching staff, and I really like how these guys reach out and want to be a part of the community. And you know, Coach Phelps doesn't have to, you know, do stuff like making sure Phil's nephew gets an autographed basketball, or you know, and Coach Kendall with taking the time to meet with Roger, and you know. Just a breath of fresh air after the last regime. So, and you know, I was a Zoe fan. Tony will tell you. I mean, we talked off it, you know, off the air, Tony. You know how much I respect Coach Mark.
I still respect him.
Good
solid guy, man.
I do too.
But he didn't belong here though, and he didn't want to be here. So, I appreciate it. My hope now is. We got a guy here. Well, I hope we can hold on to him. And that's my, you know, the way things work around here, who knows how that's going to play out. Hey, Hatfield, on the way out here, since we get callers in the double dipping territory, that must mean it's time to wrap things up. Give me a couple final thoughts here and humor me here for a second. I'm looking to see if I've got that schedule somewhere. I want to look at it real quick. Let's just go through this just for the sake of my insanity. Give me a couple final thoughts on today.
Well, I think I agree with what everybody said about it. It was best to get this game and everything surrounding it out of the way as soon as possible. I think that's a good one. I think it's good that that's over and you don't have to think about it anymore. And to the point that everybody's been making about those guys, why Coach Tindall and Coach Phelps and the rest of the staff are getting such affection for the Tennessee fan base, it's because they genuinely, Tony, realize how lucky they are.
I agree.
Donnie Kendall's making $2 million a year to coach basketball.
Never thought it.
I'm sure Coach Phelps isn't having to get in the soup line. Mm. I mean, those guys understand they're incredibly fortunate, and they pay it forward by being appreciative of it. And that's how this place works, Tony. I mean, that's why, for example. To draw in a parallel into the business world around here. The reason the Haslams are, I mean, certainly nobody's universally loved, but so well thought of, Tony, is they make a lot of money, but they fund about half the charitable stuff that happens in this city. I mean, people who give back and are appreciative are going to be loved here because everybody works hard around here, and people appreciate what they have, and coaches that do that are going to be loved. And I think they've done that in spades, and that's why people are all on their side now.
Really well put.
From a basketball standpoint today, I mean, today keeps you in the fight to finish in a good spot in the SEC and at least harbor some NCAA tournament hopes. I mean, a loss today, and you're probably, okay, let's find a way to win enough games to make the NIT. But you go out today, you win that game, you're looking if you can take care of home court Tuesday night at 14-7, 6-3. And well, I think Georgia's a pretty good basketball team. They're not unbeatable. Vanderbilt's nothing spectacular.
Let's get through the schedule. 2-3 Tuesday night versus Mississippi State. What are you calling there?
I mean, absent some disaster, I think that's a win.
2-7 at Athens, Georgia.
I think Georgia wins that game, but that's certainly not one that I just mark down immediately and say there's no chance. I think Tennessee, that's a 60-40 game.
Saturday at noon, we've got to get this team on with a listener watch party. We've got to get this team onto a victory with a listener watch party with that game.
Find us a place that's up and running really smooth at noon, and I'm all for it.
At the 11th at Vanderbilt, Nashville, 9 o'clock start.
Never a building Tennessee historically struggles in.
It's a loss.
I think Tennessee wins that game.
What?
I don't think they're that good. I don't think Vanderbilt's any good. Especially if Tennessee loses at Georgia, I'll be even more confident they'll win that one. I think Tennessee will get out. Tennessee, I think, will get out of those two games with one win.
So you got them 14 wins right now coming through that. LSU here. 15 wins.
15 totally.
LSU here.
I just don't know that as much as I want to, I just can't see Tennessee overcoming that talent deficit, especially the way it's set up. I mean, they've got two guys that are going to play a decade plus in the NBA in the post. And I mean, we've got Armani and Derek.
Might be like the night Gannon Goodson caught lightning in a bottle. Shaquille
That's
O'Neal
good.
Will never live it down. Kentucky here.
That would be Chaminade beating Virginia or NJIT beating Michigan, Tony.
Bring on the Silver Swords. At Ole Miss, so we're stuck on 16 wins right now. At Ole Miss, there's five to play. You have us, and you're very optimistic to get us to 16 wins at that point, in my opinion. But you've got us at 16, and we're on the road at Oxford, Mississippi on the 21st.
That's such a difficult team to read at Ole Miss, Tony. I'm going to say Tennessee loses that one, but again, that's a lot like the Georgia game. I think on the road, that's one that you're more likely to lose than win, but it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Vanderbilt on the 26th in Knoxville.
Tennessee easily.
No chance, sucker.
Nah, Tennessee wins that game easily.
At Florida in Gainesville on the 28th.
Again, I think Florida wins that game, but if Florida struggles between now and then, and they're completely out of the NCAA picture, and Tennessee's in it, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Tennessee beats them. That Florida team, people keep waiting for them to become something that they're just not going to become. They're a middle of the road, nothing really happening team. I mean, they're a 9-9-ish, 10-8 in conference play SEC team. They're nothing special.
As Mike DeCourcy told you, they're not making the NCAA tournament with that team.
No, I mean, it would take, put it this way, if they make the NCAA tournament, the rest of the SEC should be embarrassed.
At LSU is a loss.
Yeah.
So you've got us right now with 17 wins, and then the South Carolina game at the end of the year. We'll have 18 wins by your count going into the SEC tournament. Maybe 19
I think
wins.
That last game will be far tougher than people think. South Carolina's hammering Georgia right now. South Carolina's at the bottom of the SEC. South Carolina will be no worse than ninth by the time this thing's all over. They're going to win some games.
If Donnie Tindall and that staff and those kids win 19 games heading into the SEC tourney, which this year, by the way, is down in Nashville. a parade should happen for them.
Oh, I think there's no doubt. This team, everything's relative, Tony. Like I said, I mean, in theory, I'm never someone who's going to say, oh, finishing above 500 is a good season, because that should never be the goal. And in theory, that never should be. But in practice, this team finishing above 500 is an accomplishment. And the mere fact that we're sitting here as January is about to turn into February tomorrow, talking about this team making the NCAA tournament, says all I need to know about the job Donnie Tindall and his staff have done with the personnel they have, and the job the kids have done in maxing out. Hey, if you don't think you're, if everybody's telling you you're going to finish 13th in the SEC, the easy thing would be to come out and throw out some effort on every other night or something, and finish 10th and pretend you did something. Instead, this bunch has showed up, and for the most part, I mean, there have been very few nights this team didn't show up and leave it all out there, win or lose.
Hatfield, you're absolutely outstanding. Appreciate you, brother.
I need more enthusiasm, Tony, apparently.
Well, you do. You got it. You've got to get... You just got to get more love in your voice, man. Put a little love in your
Absolutely.
Heart, brother. Put a little love in your
exactly.
heart.
Exactly.
See you, brother.
See you, Tony.
Ain't happening. I want to thank my friends at Smartway. Go smartway.net online. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics as well. Thousands and thousands of listeners all over the country and around the world, and right here in our area listening to us today. You continue to spread the word, we continue to do it. Let Reese Winans. Playing a little keyboard there. Plunky. Out in front of Jerry Jeff Walker. That's some good honky-tonking right there. Hope you have yourself a great day. Tennessee victorious again on Bruce Pearl Day in Thompson Bowling Arena. Tennessee honored Bruce Pearl the best way they possibly could, with a 71-63 victory. The Vols go to 13-7 on the year, 5-3 in the SEC, and very much alive for March Madness. Hope you have yourself a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. Thanks for spreading the word. Hey, thanks for allowing me to be a point person in this. Have a great day.
Silver Eager Eagle Radio Show. Silver Eager, huh? Yeah, I knew a man who jangles and danced for worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants. Did the old soft shoe jump so high, jump so high. Randy Lighty touchdown. Oh, Mr. Bojangle, yeah, Mr. Bojangle, oh, Mr. Bojangle, come on in. Randy made a sale with New Orleans. I was down. And he jumped up high. He clicked his heel. He let go of land. Oh, he let go of land. She back his clothes all around. Oh, Mr. Bojangle. Oh, Mr. Bojangle. Oh, Mr. Bojangle.
These boots. Well, if you're ever in Austin, Texas, and a little run down on your soul, I'm gonna tell you the name of an old man to see, and I'm gonna tell you right where to go. He's working in Capital Saddlery, he's sewing in the back of the place. He's Charlie Dunn, the little frail one, smiling leathery face. Charlie Dunn. Some-odd years. Said once you had some handmade for you, never wear a snowball there. can tell what's wrong with your feet, just feeling them in his hands. He can take a look at the boots you wear, knows a whole lot about your man. Charlie Dunn, he's the one. Charlie Dunn, boots that are on my feet. You made Charlie. Remember him about the same way he does you. He keeps your measurements in this little book so you can order more boots later on. Well, I'm riding down old Charlie's side, so I'm making him love the song. Charlie Dunn, he's the one you see. Charlie Dunn, the very boots that are on my feet. You made Charlie. Sees no one. No, no, no. He never understood the good thing old Charlie Dunn. last name is old Better Do Thelma Lear. He's not responsible for what I've been doing. His mother said, you're the reason God made Oklahoma. The boy done a double backflip. It's up against the wall. Turkey bourbon maker. He's been known to power slide that GMC pickup truck with his easy rider rifle rack and a golden roper needs a love to stick up. Up against the wall. Oswego. T is for Triborough. H is for Hudson. E is for the E-Train. And R, of course, is for Redneck.
On the radio sometime in the night. Sometimes out here on this road, late to call, I see the telephone. My mind's a line running straight for home. I think I see her sleeping soft and warm. She knows her daddy's safe. We know all that the money brings. Thinks the world must be everything. Does she know she's the precious thing? You and I, we've had some ups and downs. We drove our love nearly out of bounds. Can't go back to a lot of town. We were doing just what was going on. She knows her daddy sings. We know all that the money brings. Thinks the world must be everything. Does she know she's the precious thing?
make their little love, they make their little home. The little hands that touch your baby hair will wave goodbye and leave us standing there. She knows. She knows she's the precious thing. Thinks the world must be everything. Does she know she's the precious thing? Before he died, I went to see him.
I was grown, he's almost gone. We closed our eyes and we dreamed of supper kitchen. He said, play another verse of that old song.